Now find island-inspired, limited-time flavors at Whole Foods Market for the Explore the Tropics sales event. Enjoy pre-marinated mains like mango coconut salmon and pineapple teriyaki chicken, and pair them with seasoned, ready-to-heat beans from a dozen cousins. Need dinner and a snap? Grab zesty lime shrimp salad, mango turkey burgers, and more from prepared foods. And, of course, there's the mango yuzu chantilly cake. Explore the tropics and save at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hey, go on.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I actually think there's a lot on today, is there, Callum?
I have a lot to be doing. I'm on holidays after tonight, so I want to get out there.
I'd love to be doing, lads. Yeah. See you later, anyway.
All right, see you later.
Let's go. Go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Hello and welcome. Hope you're in good form.
Hey, good morning. How could we not be in good form? It's the best day of the week.
Tuesday. Well, you know what it is today for many?
Go on.
It's payday.
Oh, thank God.
If you're a 25th, it has fallen on a Tuesday, which makes Tuesday slightly less crap.
You know what? Slightly less crap as well. I have had a bizarre morning and I feel like a damn fool. A damn fool. Reason being that I woke up a little bit late. I woke up a couple of minutes late. And instead of just...
What time do you normally get up?
I'd say I get up at around 4:45. Quarter to six.
Fair.
Yeah. And I get up, I get dressed.
Would you leave your house at 6?
Yeah, 6:05.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
See, I'd have to leave my house at like six. 2 minutes to six.
Yeah, okay.
And if it's six, I'm like a few minutes late. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's it. So I was a little bit like, I woke up and I was just like, do you know what? I'm a little bit late here. And I didn't really register how late I was. So I text into our group and I said, lads, I slept it. I'll be a little bit late.
Yeah.
It's my first time in 2.5 years ever sleeping it, by the way.
Yeah.
And I just didn't turn on the alarm last night. I don't know how I didn't. Turns out I was literally only 4 minutes late. And there was no need for the text. And I have been later than that and not texted before in the past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's just when you get a fright, when you're like, my alarm didn't wake me. Everything's a bit thrown. Yeah. The routine's out the window. It's probably the first thing you're texting since you woke up. You're still half asleep.
Oh, I'm half asleep on text news, and I'm like, just so you know, I'm late. I'm on my way. There was absolutely no point. It was 4 minutes late. And so anyway, I rocked into to work 4 minutes late, and then I left my phone in the car park. I had to walk back and get the phone. I was like, this is the worst morning ever. Just like the tiniest little things can make your morning the most dramatic thing ever.
Oh, no, when you get in and have to go back to the car for whatever.
Oh, God, it's awful.
It doesn't matter
if the car is literally underneath you.
No, it doesn't matter if I've just turned around and locked it and I have to go back and reopen the door in those little car parks you've just squeezed yourself in.
Don't start cracking.
Anyway, it's payday, so go. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Do you remember this time last year I was all in a tizzy and so excited because I was only counting down the weeks until I was going to New York for the first time?
Yeah.
In May of last year.
It was a big moment.
Yeah, you guys helped me along a lot. I went on and on and on about it on the show. I apologise again. I was just a very excited girl. Huh. And I planned on visiting loads of the Sex and the City locations because it's one of my favourite shows of all time. So we did. Myself and Emer, my friend, we went to visit Carrie's house, which exists in a part of in Perry Street. In
which is funny because when I went to New York, me and my sister looked at all the Gossip Girl locations.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
We are one in the same, Emma Nolan. We are one in the same.
spitting
it. Spit on her hand.
So yeah, Carrie's house, basically, as I said, it's in West Village in New York, and myself and Emer made a point of going to visit it, and it was actually on the same day as our birthdays.
Okay.
So as we arrived, there was a few other tourists there. I'm not going to say it was underwhelming, but I'd never really been to kind of a set of anything before, and I thought it would be kind of more like the way it was shot, and obviously there's camera angles and stuff that make it look a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, there's just a gap.
It's never what you think it's going to be.
No, not at all. And like, people have obviously taken over that house because that show hasn't been shot in like its old locations in many, many, many years and blah, blah, blah. But as we were there, a neighbour kind of was parking a car, and there wasn't too many of us. It was a lashing rain. It was a miserable day. We were under our brollies, and there was people kind of coming and going, but a neighbour got out of her car and just started going ballistic at us, being like, get off the street. This is so, you know what it's like for neighbours living around here, blah, 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 blah.
Stop.
And like, we were very respectful. Like, we were standing back, got a couple of pictures. Both of us kind of hated them. We weren't like getting an Instagram pic or anything.
It was
like, oh, we're here, like, cute. Send us to our family and get out of here.
Oh my God.
And she was going ballistic at us, like, to the point where you're like, okay, sorry, excuse me.
I hate when people go ballistic. It's one of the worst places people can go is ballistic.
I agree. It's very stressful. But it kind of made me realise, like, people obviously hate the amount of tourists that end up on this street. And then a video went viral the other day of the guy who actually owns the house that was Carrie's in the show or whatever. And he's talking to loads of tourists outside the door. And he's trying to reason with them, but you can tell he's utterly just fed up.
I try not to do this, but sometimes people cross the line.
He sounds like Trump at the beginning.
Yeah, he does.
Mm. And he goes on to say,
remember, this is not empty. It's a private home. And it's not Carrie's. It's mine.
A bit of a laugh there. But I'm like, the poor guy must be on the clock constantly, because that's one group of people who will spend all of 5 to 10 minutes there. Then another group are going to come in. So is that just his day every
Sorry,
day?
What an absolute loser.
I think so too. It's not Carrie's house. It's mine.
You
Why
absolute
did you buy a house
loser.
One of the most iconic TV shows in the world. If you're
wealthy, paid more for it.
Thank you. If you're wealthy enough to buy a property on 64 Perry Street, West Village, New York City, you could buy a house two streets down, baby.
You could buy next door.
Yeah.
Loser.
Totally, yeah. And I'm like, what's he so annoyed about that he can't walk around the house naked? I suppose that's kind of annoying. His downstairs windows, he can never kind of just chill and look out the window because people looking at him. But other than that,
people aren't looking at you.
No.
No one cares about you.
Looking at other places online that you can visit and probably not get shouted at. The McAllister's Red Brick Georgian Home in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. That's
from home
really expensive.
4.1 mil it went to 24. In 1920, it did originally have 10 bathrooms.
4.1 mil, you get a shed in Ranelagh for that.
Yeah, it's so true.
The size of this gaff in Chicago, it's unbelievable.
Bridgerton, the family home, is Ranger's House in London. It's a Georgian villa that was once home to Princess Augusta.
Oh, interesting. This would have been like the old school kind of, you know, castle-y type vibes, is it?
Again, it's much more kind of, I suppose, friendly to tourists. The location of the outdoor shot of the Friends building, which is in Manhattan.
Sorry, I went to see it.
Yeah.
I went to see it only a couple of weeks ago. I was in New York, I went to see it, and I was like, this is crap. I don't even recognise it.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like it. And was anyone in the apartment shouting at you?
No.
That's nice. Hi, Callum.
Do you remember in the, not the recent Batman films, but the one before with Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Wayne Manor. Was actually shot in a building called Wollaton Hall, which is next to my secondary school.
Stop.
And you could just go and visit. It's just a museum.
You went to school in Gotham?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, that is cool.
It's fantastic.
And your middle name is Thor. Is that relevant? I don't know.
No, it's not. That's
different franchise.
Different franchises.
That's fine. Still, kind of cool. Gotham and Thor. Thought I was going to be cooler, guys. Sorry for letting you down.
No Venn diagram.
Recharged. It's Emma and Dave. Good morning to you. Hope you're in good form.
Good morning. How are we? A couple of years ago on this show, I brought you one Monday morning the amount, the things I ate over the weekend.
Oh, I love when you divulge. It makes me so jealous of your phenomenal metabolism.
It was so gross that like Spin actually clipped it up and put it on Instagram. They were like, look at this freak. look at what this guy ate in the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was a bit much. Said it was like McDonald's here and there was Eddie Rockets there and whatever. And
I presume since then your life has changed and you've improved greatly.
Oh, so much. No, not at all.
You're doing 3 kilometre runs now and you go to the gym. Come on.
See, okay, this is my issue, right? Because I'm doing runs and because I'm going to yoga and because I'm doing the gym thing, I'm therefore like, I can eat whatever I want. whenever I want. You know when people go to the gym and they're like, oh, and now I'm going to eat healthy to help what I've done in the gym. I'm the opposite. I'm like, now I'm going to eat unhealthily because that's balance. Okay?
Understood.
So I want to tell you what I've eaten since last Thursday up until yesterday.
Oh, David.
And it is...
It's going to make me so hungry.
It's not great, right? It's really, really not great. Because on Thursday, we start off nice and well with a burrito from Bootum. Okay?
Was that like your breakfast?
That was lunch.
Oh my God, imagine getting like a burrito. It's such a treat.
But you see, I think, okay, there's rice, there's chicken in that, and there's veg, there's fajita veg. So like, that's actually really healthy. Like, I'm putting in my whoop that I ate vegetables. Do you know what I mean? After a boot.
Yeah, fair.
So I think that's absolutely fine. And then Thursday night came, and I had a Beshoff brought, which is fish and chips, right? But it's fish. Fish
is good for you.
Okay. Yep. Friday.
And is potatoes veg?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Friday, I come home from work, right? I pull in. I say, listen, I'm going to watch Severance. I have to do a podcast about it after. I'm going to be starving. I got a McDonald's breakfast, right? Mighty McMuffin. I got the biggest thing you can get in the menu. I got a Mighty McMuffin.
What's different from a double?
It puts the bacon on it.
Right.
Yeah. Hash brown, orange juice. I watch Severance. I go and do the podcast. I come back and I go, I'm kind of hungry now. It's lunchtime. It's about 3 o'clock. I'm going to get some McDonald's.
No, you didn't.
So I got a Big Mac and I got chicken nuggets.
I actually want to cry.
I got chips and I got a Coke Zero.
If I did that on one day, I mean my clothes wouldn't fit me. Like one day.
Anyway, then I went to the Surrey Arena. I saw a gig. I was in town with my housemate. We were walking back. We had to call into work to get his bag. So he said, will we walk up Grafton Street? Will we get a McDonald's?
Oh, no!
You did not have 3 McDonald's on Friday.
So I got a triple cheeseburger.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
100% of the things I ate on Friday was from Ronald McDonald. On Saturday, my housemate Linda made breakfast.
I'm so sad. Sorry for being silent. I'm just so sad taking this in. It's so lousy.
On Saturday, my housemate Linda made breakfast. She made fry with scrambled eggs, sausages, waffles, and a white roll. I put it all in the white roll and ate the whole thing. It was
including
class.
The waffle. Yeah,
it was so good.
Delicious.
Later on, I went to a pub that was also an Italian restaurant on Pier Street, and I had a giant pizza, and it was absolutely stunning. Sunday for breakfast, 2 gone off eggs because that's all I could find in the drawer.
How gone off?
By a week.
Jesus.
I did the float test. It was fine. They did not float, which is good, apparently. 3 waffles, 3 jam buns that were undercooked, and then for dinner I had pizza. And
as in like a Goodfellas or something?
Yeah, it was like one of them crap
ones. Cliche from home.
Yeah.
Kind of progress.
And then on Monday I was like surprisingly feeling very sick.
Yes,
and so I thought, I need some balance. I need some nutrients. So I went and got a carvery. But I got it with broccoli.
Callum, if you ate like that, how would your body react?
I would be dead.
Do you want to know the worst thing?
It looks great. What? Not a belly on it whatsoever.
He's literally just pulled up his top and showed off his like washboard stomach.
This is inappropriate. I did not need to see Dave's nipples this morning.
I saw his nipples. He showed off his belly. He'd be like, look at me, I'm ripped.
Every time I wake up, I look in the mirror and I'm like, that's class. That looks great.
It's so Jesus, the injustice in this world.
It'll catch up on me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Same, your chance to win on the show now. And just a reminder, we are gearing up for Mother's Day. That is this Sunday, okay? Don't be that person.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. This week on the show, we're getting you ready for that day with flowers.ie. You can send flowers to man with deliveries to all counties in Ireland, and you can order before 2 o'clock for same day delivery, which Emma Nolan finds absolutely futuristic.
I just think it's a same day delivery.
Before 2 o'clock.
Anywhere in the country.
It is impressive.
How many hubs do you have? How far are you willing to travel with a bouquet of flowers?
It's just one delivery driver absolutely shattered.
I can just imagine like he puts the window down in the front of the van for a bit of air and
yeah.
Back to the hub, start again.
Exactly.
Listen, we've got €200, a flowers.ie voucher ready for you to win, and we'll text it to you as soon as you win it as well, so you can put in your order as soon as you want, although it doesn't matter because it's the same day delivery.
Yeah.
And Mother's Day isn't until Sunday. We have to warn you that we're joined this week by Mam AI, and she's filth AI.
Yeah, she was yesterday. I'm hoping she's not today. I'm hoping
some
she learned
stuff in her mouth and everything.
Yeah, I'm hoping she learned her lesson today. It's it's 7:15. It's 7:30.
Yeah. So Mama AI has a riddle for us. Your job is to try and crack that riddle and WhatsApp your guess over to 087-711-1038. If we call you back, you could be winning that voucher with flowers.ie. So, shall we have a listen?
Go on, have a listen.
Mama AI back again with another riddle. I'm hard and hairy on the outside, but soft and wet on the inside. What's inside me tastes great. What am I?
Callum, are you okay?
I'm not writing these. This is AI. I'm not doing anything apart from putting them on the show.
This is absolutely insane. I don't know
this is shocking.
I don't know a single mammy that's like this.
No. Irish mammies wouldn't talk like that now. But
this is what Mama AI does.
Right. I can't remember if I said Irish mammies on the show. Apologies. okay, let's listen.
Get the wooden spoon out.
Let's listen to that again.
Mama AI back again with another riddle. I'm hard and hairy on the outside, but soft and wet on the inside. What's inside me tastes great. What am I?
Is it that, Callum?
It's Emma's got it right.
Right, okay.
Oh, very good.
All right.
Okay.
One more time for the road. Get your guesses over. 087-711-1038.
I don't want to hear her. I'll just tell you what it is.
Okay, go on.
I'm hard and hairy on the outside, but soft and wet on the inside. What's inside me tastes great. What am I?
This is even worse coming from you.
It was way worse. I'm so sorry. It was so much worse.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you, we have a real issue in this city of people crossing roads where they're not supposed to cross roads.
Yeah, you say that until you're a pedestrian and you do it too.
Dead right. Dead right. Everyone is the issue apart from when, you know, it's me.
Oh, I get so annoyed. Yeah. And like, I'm the safest car. Excuse me? That's very dangerous of you to do.
Yeah, we always say this. Like, there's two places in Dublin that are just the worst for it. And it's Ratmines and Balbriggan. One in the south, one in the north. It's just this high street and people just darting over left, right and centre and you're like, will you wait? I could hit you.
I have to do some deep breathing before I hit Upper Rathmines.
But
here we go. It's absolute mayhem. It's like going through Jurassic Park.
Well, what I found yesterday is, right, so when I was just like, I was driving home and some fella, it was in the middle of Camden Street, right, and some fella was just in the middle of the road waiting to cross, right? And so it got to a red light. But it only just turned a red light. He'd been in the middle of the road for a good 4 seconds. Do you know what I mean? At this point. And then it turned to a red light. And I slowed down. And I just kind of rolled my window down. I was like, you're in the middle of the road. What are you doing? And he just kind of gave me the thumbs up and kept walking. And so I was like, my God, I could have hit him. I could have killed him. Whatever. Anyway, I go home. And then I decided I'm going to go for a carvery. I went out for a bit of lunch. And he was ahead of me in the queue. And so I spent the entire queue. By the way, the carvery had opened at 12. I arrived at 12:02. There were only two people in the queue.
Wow.
It was the guy that I rolled the window down and said, you're in the middle of the road. Now, I wouldn't have had a problem, but it was a little bit scary looking. So I just kind of like looked up. I just, God, that ceiling's lovely, isn't it? I'll just turn around 180 here. I don't need a carvery. It's fine.
I'm fine, actually. He went
one side of the restaurant. I went the complete far other end.
I was driving up Fade Street the other day, right? And there was a Jeep in the middle of the road and I was behind it and there was like clearly no one in it. And I was like, oh, there must be an emergency. Yeah, like, be patient, you know? Go 5 or 6 minutes. She strolls out with 4 smoothies. I said, do you mind? Excuse me.
Oh, God.
Like, we're all just here trying to get on with life. I thought there was an emergency.
There was. She needed a smoothie.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin. Listen, Sunday is Mother's Day and we want to get you organised. All but thanks to flowers.ie. You can send flowers, by the way, to Mam. Deliveries all across Ireland and every county. And if you order before 2 o'clock every day for same-day delivery, I don't know how that works. And flowers.ie, can I please just have a day in the life?
It's pretty cool. It's
over 1:59 p.m. I say, right, I'm in Dublin and I want to get a bouquet to West Cork. You're telling me, flowers.ie, that it's going to get to a peninsula in West Cork on the same day.
Yeah.
That's so impressive.
Yeah, I think that's quite a...
The modern world.
That's the modern world. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very impressive, flowers.ie. We got €200 voucher to spend with them. And basically, we've been having listened to Mam AI be filthy.
Yeah, she's a dirty old dog. On to give this go. You've been trying to figure out what riddle Mam AI has brought us. Stephen thinks he knows. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the story with you for the day?
Just some work.
Very good. All right, Stephen, you heard this lovely, lovely riddle. Have a listen again.
Mam AI back again with another riddle. I'm hard and hairy on the outside, but soft and wet on the inside. What's inside me tastes great. What am I?
What do you
Stephen,
think,
did Stephen? That freak you out as well, or just us?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird, I have to say. Yeah.
It is, yeah. What was your guess, Stephen?
Pineapple.
Let's check if you're right.
Oh, you couldn't be further away from the answer. You're wrong.
No, it's not a pineapple. I'm so sorry, Stephen.
Sorry, Stephen.
But good guess. Absolutely good guess.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later, Stephen.
Have a good day. Okay, so listen, I just think this is absolutely disgusting. I'm hard and hairy on the outside.
Sorry, slow it down.
I don't want to. I want to say it as quick as possible.
I'd like you to slow it down.
I'm hard and hairy on the outside, but soft and wet on the inside. What inside me tastes great. What am I? I'm disgusted. That's what I am. Disgusted. Don't lower the music.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. All right, Cindy, you heard that riddle. What is Mam AI chatting about?
I'm guessing kiwi.
A kiwi. Do you
that's
know, Cindy, that's the first thing I guessed as well.
Mm.
Let's check if she's right.
Oh, you silly Billy, that's not correct.
Oh, damn it.
She's such a bitch AI.
She is.
Cindy, I have to say, though, kiwis are in a really good place at the moment. They are tastier than they've been in a long time, and I had one yesterday, and it was great.
But they're not hard on the outside.
No, they're very soft, but
there
they're really
yummy. Cindy, good guess. Thank you for playing.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right, we won't put Dave through that pain again.
Please, never, ever again.
Here's Mam AI.
Mam AI back again with another riddle. I'm hard and hairy on the outside, but soft and wet on the inside. What's inside me tastes great. What am I?
It's not nice to think about, like, your own mom with this. It's just...
No.
It's a bit sad.
No, I know my mother would turn off the radio.
She's gone. Oh, Granny's gone.
Yeah.
What are you up to, Steve?
I'm getting myself organised to get the kids to school.
Very good.
How many kids do you have to get to school?
Oh, just two.
Okay, not too bad.
Still a lot of work, I've no doubt.
Not at all. They're grand now, you know.
Angels.
Not exactly a quiet day, though, Steve.
No. Ah, sure, hopefully.
Listen, let's see if we can get you that 200 euro voucher. You heard Mam AI doing a little bit of a riddle there. What is the answer?
I'm hoping it's a coconut.
Let's check if you're right, Steve.
What to do? You're correct. It's a coconut.
Nice one. 200 euro to spend at flowers.ie. That is yours.
Nice one, Steve.
Nice.
Congratulations. We're going to send you over the code as well straight away so you don't even have to wait for your prize.
That's brilliant. That's Mother's Day sorted.
Absolutely. Steve, have a fantastic day and a happy Mother's Day to your mother.
Cheers. Thanks, lads.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Another chance for you to win with flowers.ie. Same time tomorrow on the show.
Now, what does Steve do if Steve is married? Right. Does Steve give the flowers to his mother? Does Steve give the flowers to his wife?
Well, I actually was thinking about this, right? Because I didn't want to go into too much of his personal business. But I was thinking 200 euro from the kids, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah.
One bouquet to man the house. Other 100 quid going to man.
Okay,
his man.
You'd split it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
good chef.
He's sorted. Like.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can have two people pretty happy with you.
Yeah.
Or you can have one person insanely happy with you.
Or you could have six people really happy with just a few buds.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I saw a video of her perform that live online sometime last week and I felt compelled to share it.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel, God, everyone who follows me must see how talented Dochi is. Because otherwise, how would they know if I don't share this video to them?
How would they know I'm cool and like Dochi too?
Yeah. I like Dochi too.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm down with it.
There was a bit of that going on as well, Dave. Not going to lie. Oh my God, I like Dochi. Dochi's cool. Everyone's going to know how talented... No, but honestly, her performing that live is unbelievable.
Yeah, you really should have shared it on Instagram and not Facebook then.
Morning, hello.
Hey,
hello,
what's going on? How are we?
It's Emma and Dave. Hope you're well. Producer Callum is in flying form today because it's his last day of the week. It's his Friday today.
It's my Friday.
Going on holiday tomorrow.
Off in his hollybops.
But I'm going to leave you with a little treat, okay?
Cool.
So if you've been with the show since the onset, you'll have known that there's a kind of very small saga where we don't know the difference between a ha-ha and a hee-hee.
Oh, it drives me insane.
In
yes. So we were chatting to some new people in work and they were using hee-hee in a text.
In like a group chat or something.
Yeah. And whenever we see a hee-hee, we hear it as a
I hear it as a
yeah, and not
it
as a
like
yeah, and yeah. Not a hee-hee-hee. Anyway. And then ha-ha is a good old chuckle. Ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a little bit of work with AI at the minute for Mam AI we were doing in the 7 o'clock hour.
Of course.
And the AI glitched out on me yesterday and started doing weird laughs. So I was like, I'm going to get to the bottom of the ha-ha-he-he debate with AI.
Please. All right.
So I basically just said ha-ha-ha-ha and got it to regenerate a load of them saying ha-ha-ha.
Gotcha.
And I've gotten them to go he-he-he-he-he and get them to say he-he-he.
Okay.
So here is a man going, this is AI, going ha-ha-ha.
Ugh,
kind of
awful.
Scary. Don't like that. But there is a ha ha ha.
Yeah.
And now here is a woman going ha ha ha.
God, yeah. Yeah. They're laughing.
Terrifying.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Now let's go to the man going he he.
Yay!
See, what did you put? Type in
H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E.
So they're going with the he.
Yeah. And then the woman.
Oh,
yeah, don't like that.
But again, I suppose we're trying to prove the point. It's still the same with the like, yeah, rather than the hee hee.
But then I just started going into a real deep down of the hee hee hees. And if I've been traumatized by this, you're going to.
Go
just
on.
Three more. Go for it.
Callum, you've wasted much time on your hands. What should have you been doing when you did this?
I don't know.
Thing?
Keep going.
Oh, I hate
I
that.
Hate it too.
What was that last bit?
I don't know. Oh, even AI is losing
it. Oh, my God. Like a demon came through at the end there.
And all I asked it to go was hee hee hee.
Oh, my God. Hey, hey. I know that when she goes hee hee hee, I can imagine her going hee hee. Apart from that, it's
so yeah, don't type it. Don't do H-E, 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 because that's what we hear.
Start doing your proper work, Alan, will you? It's 10 past 8. What's the crack?
What's going on?
If you're online, you've probably seen this on like some kind of a site that's taken it into kind of a meme treatment and thrown it up online. But basically, this is a story about Michael O'Leary, obviously the CEO of Ryanair. And
Yeah. I know him. I always listen to him on like news talk and stuff like that. And I'm like, he comes across interestingly. I don't care. We'll just be doing this. That's just the way it should be. And you're like, okay, Michael, listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're an absolute billionaire.
Yeah.
And you guarantee he doesn't spend a dime of it any day.
Mm.
I guarantee you he's like, that's that role's a bit expensive.
Yeah, I'd say
like,
he's
a €4, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he was at a restaurant in Navan during the week. And actually, we all know, as Dave was saying, or alluding to, Ryanair known for all the extra charges left, right and centre. You think, oh my God, a flight that's affordable. Oh, but all the add-ons bring it back to what a normal price would be, whatever. But the restaurant he was at was La Vida in Meath. And what they did was, to have a bit of crack, was they added extra charges to his bill.
Did they really do
this? But they didn't actually do it. They just had a bit of fun with him.
Okay.
And made it look like they were going to charge him extra on his bill for leg space at the restaurant and priority seating and a quiet area.
That's funny.
And whoever looks after social media for La Vida and Mead, hats off to you, because they dubbed up a receipt as if they actually charged him for this.
Okay.
And they got a laugh online from people on the internet. And that's nice.
And
right?
Did they get a laugh out of him?
I don't know, but he was smiling with all the staff for pictures anyway. A big celebrity had gone into La Vida, so they were all thrilled.
And La Vida now. La Vida's have a lot of celebrities going in.
What they now, dude?
Oh, yeah. Michael O'Leary and... you know, Bosco.
Well, I was looking at this because Metro, the website or the newspaper in the UK, they've been doing a deep dive on other airlines and they have other add-ons, but specifically something that Ryanair doesn't have yet, child-free zones, okay?
Oh, God, yeah, bring that in.
Well, a lot of people are giving out about it online. Now, they do include extra leg room as well and all the rest, but so there's a place called Scoot Airlines. They're called Scoot and Silence and they're cabin for ages 12 plus, extra leg room, adjustable headrests, priority disembarkation. Of
course, great word,
when
though.
When it just comes up in front of you like that. There's another one in Turkey and Indigo. They've got quiet zones from particular rows 1 to 4 and 11 to 14.
And this is a type of airline? Or this
These are offers on particular airlines, these kind of quiet zones, child-free zones, something that Ryanair doesn't offer. But my point is, it's an upcharge.
Right? Okay.
Something else that you're paying for.
I've never heard of this, but it sounds great.
And I was just thinking on the back of this, on the back of what they were charging Michael O'Leary and these kind of genuinely positive offers. Some people, if you're flying long haul, for example, and you don't want to hear a 2-year-old crying and you're willing to pay a bit more, some of the airlines are providing that service now, which is pretty cool. And I was thinking about other things in day-to-day life that if I was rich, which I'm not, I would be willing to pay extra for.
Oh, yeah.
Such as, do you ever feel like on a... You know, I always think that the most horrible place in existence in our society, well, actually that's open to lots of conversation, but I mean pulling up to a petrol pump in the wind and rain is one of the most grim and humbling experiences when you're standing there trying to fill your car.
Yeah.
I hate it. What's worse is having to wait and anticipate that when you pull up and there's no available pump.
Right,
and
okay.
And you're sitting there.
What petrol pumps are you going to? Because my ones have roofs.
But you ever find that it doesn't matter if there's a breeze coming in, you're just getting lashed on anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of comes in sideways. But yeah, I'd be willing, if I was rich, to pay extra to just be able to pull up to the pump and get on with it as soon as I arrive, rather than the waiting and the messing. And there is one in front, she's only got in to pay another few minutes here. I need
so
to
you,
go.
Would you pay extra if someone has to do it for you?
Well, that would be a significant extra upcharge. But
yeah,
first and foremost, to be able to just get the job done as soon as I arrive. I would be willing, if I was rich, to pay extra to get the booth in Kyo's or the Grave Diggers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good little area. It's so sad when
it's a little snug.
When you get the snugs, yes, absolutely. I would pay extra if I was rich to not be just left there for ages with your head in the bowl at the hairdressers when they go and do your one's highlights. I'm freezing.
In the bowl?
Do you ever feel like when they're washing your... Well, I suppose different for guys, but sometimes a hairdresser might have two or three clients on the go at one time.
Would they?
And you've just been there with your head left in the bowl with a creak in your neck. It's like, can you just dry me hair and get on with it?
That would drive me insane. That's a lot.
To have a staff member stand next to me for emotional support at a self-service checkout. When I'm in a Lidl or whatever and there's a staff member just around me, it feels so much better because
yeah.
I know this is going to be a problem.
I'm with you, yeah.
And I don't have to stand there going, hiya, sorry. It's just not scanning. Or it's just not picking up the weight of it. And again, to have a staff member there to zip me in or change sizes in a fitting room.
Yeah.
Nothing worse when you're like, I'd love to see if the jeans in a size up would look good on me, but I'm not going back out there.
There you go. I like this. So, like, different things you'd pay more for. Yeah. Just, do you know what? I'd pay extra if my hotel room was the first one off the lift.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you finish at the lift and you just want to walk straight in. I hate when they make you go through the hallways. I'd pay extra if I knew I was going to get a seat and a table in the pub, much like your Kyo's.
Yeah.
I just want a seat and a table. I don't need the snug. And I'd pay extra. I don't know who to, but I'd pay extra to, like, the council if I hit every single green light going home.
Oh, my.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? God.
There actually should be a way. If you leave your house exactly this time,
yes,
we've done
you will hit the green.
You'll hit all the greens. You just know. Give us £2 for the experience. I'd be all over that. Good morning.
All right, we are busy on the show the next couple of weeks because we are organising an adult kid's birthday for me.
Yeah, you!
Right,
for
so
you.
Basically, next month I am turning 30 years old and it was one of those things where it was like, everyone was like, what are you going to do for your birthday? Are you going to have a party? Will we go for dinner? Will we get all dressed up? And I'm like, oh God, would you remember when you were 10 and you used to just have fun for your birthdays and you used to go and get presents and have a great time? That's what I want.
Do you remember
the
giddiness before your birthday party when you were 7?
I
sleep for a week.
You'd be vomiting the day of. Do you know what I mean? Like you were just fizzing with excitement and that's kind of what I am for this party as well. So we decided we're going to do a 30th birthday party, but we're going to invite you. We're going to have the best crack because we wanted to be a kids kind of an adult kids party, like what you'd have when you were 10 years old. So we put it out there. We were like, where should we put it? Jump Zone. Apparently that's the place to be if you want an adult kids party. They have bouncy castles and they have food and they have, well, I think we're going to rent out the whole place. It's going to be the best crack, right? So obviously, you are invited. We are going to be giving away tickets on the show this day next week, actually.
They're free.
They're free, but you do got to bring me a present. Don't forget that present, okay?
Very, very small.
But obviously, Jump Zone has, you know, has the bouncy castles, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have, you know, Emma, you're doing a DJ set.
I will. I'll play your favourite songs, only for 20 minutes, because I want to get back bouncing.
You want to get back bouncing, right? But this is the thing. For this party, for this 30th party, maybe there's some people who's going to arrive that don't necessarily want to bounce, but they still want to have a good time. Like, I know if you put my mom on a trampoline, she's going to get sick. Do you know what I mean? So I'd imagine if you put like her on like a bouncy castle, she'd be the exact same. So maybe some people don't want to bounce. They don't have it in them. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But they still want to come to the party. And I was thinking, okay, well, there needs to be more entertainment. It can't just be the bouncy castles.
Right, okay.
There needs to be more entertainment. Maybe you've recently been to a kid's birthday party and you're like, no, David loved this. That sounds like a bit of him. Or maybe you went, maybe you had a birthday party as a kid and you got, I don't know, say, let's say a magician or you got a clown or you got a, you know, something interesting, something cool, something weird, something exciting.
Mm.
Basically, what we want to know this morning, and voice notes on 087 711 1038, what entertainment do you want to see at my 30th?
Great shout, because in fairness, myself, yourself, Callum, we're childless people.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what does be going down.
Yeah.
What is the entertainment at kids' parties in 2025?
So what entertainment do you want to see at my party at my 30th?
Face painters.
There you go. Things like that. Now, this is my other question. If you do this entertainment, like if this is your job, then please let me know. Or maybe you know someone who does entertainment that you think would be good for my party. What entertainment should we get for Dave's 30th? 087 711 1038. Voice notes are very much welcome on this.
I just Googled, like, what kind of stuff? Puppeteering. I would be absolutely immersed if someone sat down and did a puppet show. I'd love that.
Well, I think you should do that.
No. Okay, listen, tell us what entertainment should be at Dave's birthday party happening on the 8th of
April. Sounds so self-indulgent, but I'm also like, I'm 30. I'm allowed to be self-indulgent. Leave me alone.
087-711-103. Get your voice notes over. Michael was on.
100% you need a magician.
Yeah.
Because they just entertain everyone from children to adults. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's
okay,
cool.
Well, speaking of absolutely amazing, are you the absolutely amazing magician that we need for our party? Maybe you know someone who's an absolutely amazing magician that we need for the Dave's 30th. 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome. Please help us out with the entertainment for this party.
It has to be the best party ever. We only want the best for our day.
Do you know what would be really funny as well? If you were the worst magician ever.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. But it would be also amazing if you were good.
Just literally put yourself forward. I'm a magician. 087-711-1038. If you're free on the 8th of April, we are absolutely laughing. Get your suggestions over as well, though. What entertainment, as Dave said, should be at his adult kid's birthday party? Voice notes. 087-711-1038.
All right, this day 2 weeks, the 8th of April, I'm having Dave's 30th, where you are invited. This day next week, I'm going to be giving away, we're going to be giving away tickets for this Dave's party.
For free.
For free, you'd have to bring me a present. Of course, it's a 30th birthday. But it's an over 18s event as well. But we're going a full blown adult kids party, right? We are having bouncy castles. We are having, you know, entertainment. We're going to have crap food. It's going to be the best Tuesday ever.
It's actually going to be so good for the positive endorphins.
Absolutely. But we've been asking this morning, what entertainment should we have at said party? Because all kids' parties have some sort of entertainment. I know the entertainment is also the bouncy castles or whatever, but what if you don't want to bounce? That's absolutely fine. You can come along and we want to entertain you in other ways. What other entertainment ways would you like to be entertained?
Yes, but kind of in a kids-esque party way. Yes. So John was on.
Dave, get a hypnotist. Oh. They have a groupie is walking around a place like chickens in a coop.
Be
a bit of crack.
Yeah, good fun,
John,
yeah.
I'd imagine it would be, seeing as it's my 30th, I'd be the person getting hypnotised. I'm fine. I'm grand to be hypnotised.
Barry hypnotised me before and said that I'm so susceptible to hypnosis that he could have had me running down the road pretty naked, dressed as a chicken, just like that.
No, oh my God, that's really scary.
Yeah, I forgot the number four. Completely. Christian is standing by. Who do you think we should have for entertainment at Dave's party, Christian?
Stand-up comedian.
A stand-up comedian?
Yes.
That's a brilliant idea, Christian. They could do a set for me and make me laugh for my 30th. I do know a stand-up comedian and I might ask them to come. All right, Christian, this is fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christian.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dave actually is writing notes, which I haven't seen him do on the show in 2 years. So
yeah, there we go.
Really,
I'm actually, I'm seriously studying hard for this now. There's a lot going on in the background, but we're going to have the best party ever.
Here's Lorenzo.
Pink dozens Johnson birthday party that usually goes down in 1 hour of trampolines. And then pizza for everybody.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then cake.
Yeah.
But most importantly, you have to remember one party bag for each of your guests.
Party bags, of course.
Make a list on that there, Dave.
Sorry, yeah, party bags.
Sorted, yeah.
Going on the list, yeah. I'll get.
Sean, what do you think?
I reckon it's a rent out sumo suit.
Sumo suits.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
That would be good crack, actually. What would be the vibe? Why four? Just so we could fight each other?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, imagine being in a sumo suit bouncing around a bouncy castle. That'd be the crack.
That would be quite good crack. Sean, I like the suggestion. Have you ever been to a party with sumo suits?
Yes.
Did you have a ball?
Yeah, it was very funny.
Okay, well, it's on the list, Sean. I like it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
If you find out anywhere that does sumo suits, you let me know, okay?
Oh, I will.
Good luck, Sean. Bye.
Can I throw into the mix something that I don't think has been suggested just yet?
Oh, God, go on.
Zorbing.
What is zorbing?
Isn't zorbing like those big balls that you run in and you can go across water in the balls? But like you could also maybe go on like the trampolines or the bouncy castles in the zorb.
Oh yeah, I think what you're thinking of is very, very similar, but it's not. You're not enclosed in it. It's one of those things where you roll down a hill.
Yes, fun.
Yeah.
But also kind of just run around in a zorb.
Yeah, and no matter what, you'll be protected.
Exactly.
That sounds wonderful.
I'd like a bit of zorbing.
I love it. Zorbing, it's going on the list. Why not?
Here's Tracy.
Jungle Dave is this guy. My friend had him for her kid's birthday party, and he comes out to your house or wherever you want him, and he brings out snakes and lizards and creepy crawlies, and it looks absolutely amazing, and all the adults and the kids had fun. So I can just picture him in one of the rooms in Jump Zone in Santry. obviously with the door closed in case one of them escapes. But I don't know. Thought it would be a nice idea. Have a nice day.
Do you know what? I think we dealt with Jungle Dave before in studio and I held one of his snakes. And yeah. It was quite nice.
I held a box with a tarantula in it and then I got afraid of Jungle Dave. So
his name is Dave.
Yeah, I see. I'd like to invite Jungle Dave, but can I just invite Jungle Dave and just tell him to accidentally leave all his pets at home?
No reptiles, just Dave. Okay, where are we at?
Okay, so let me go through the list. Here's what people have suggested for entertainment for my 30th, right? That you're invited to, by the way, tickets next week, and it's in happening in this day 2 weeks. A magician, a hypnotist, a person with lots of reptiles, as in Jungle Dave, a comedian, a sumo suit supplier, a party bag person, well, we'll just make party bags, zorbing, face painting, a clown. There is a lot on here. There's a lot, there's a big list. You listening, are you any of those people? Can you do any of those things? Or do you know someone who does those things? Please let us know your profession on WhatsApp 0877 11 1038 and help us have the best adult kids party for my 30th.
Yeah, declare yourself. If you're free in 2 weeks' time and can be a part of this,
yeah,
amazing. Let us know on WhatsApp. Send us a voice note, send us a message and we'll see it and get or, well, actually, Dave's doing all, he can do all the work.
I'll do it all, don't worry.
He'll be in touch.
All right, I'm having my 30th birthday party. It's an absolute adult kids party. It's going to be the best crack ever. It's like reliving our childhood days and you're invited. Tickets are on, tickets are going next week and it's happening on the 8th of April, right? We've been asking you all morning for entertainment suggestions, what we should have at this party, because obviously it's going to be in Jump Zone in Santry. There's going to be
loads going on.
There's going to be bouncy castles, there's going to be food and stuff like that. It's going to be a bit of crack. Emma's going to do a DJ set. It's going to be wild. But we also need some other entertainment for little other corners of Jump Zone. So what should we bring? What have you, maybe you've gone to a party recently for a kid and you were like, do you know what? That's a bit of crack. So far, a lot of suggestions have come in, like a magician, hypnotist, a person with reptiles, a comedian, sumo suits, absorbing, face painting, clown, all this kind of stuff has been suggested. But no one does those things. People are just like, you should get this. But what we're looking for is if you do these things, if this is your job or you know someone, will you let us know so we can book you in?
Yeah.
087 711 1038.
You know that it's Dave doing the booking for this, not Callum. Yeah. So Dave's doing all the hard work on the airwaves, whereas Callum would normally do a bit of research. But Dave's just like, help me out here, please.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a dig out.
I think the thing about it is you've mentioned a lot of these entertainment possibilities, but I think for your birthday party and the fact that so many people listening are going to come, I think we should get as many of them as possible, not just like one or two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Reese was in touch with us a while ago. He said, Dave, I have 360 photo booth business, which would be great as an addition to the party.
A 360 photo booth business.
There's those little podiums that you stand up on and you get really cool little gifts of,
oh, very,
you know,
cool.
You go around in circles,
yes,
and everything.
Yeah.
And normally it's like at an event when you're in a really glamorous dress and a suit, but imagine how fun it would be
all in tracksuits.
A jelly hanging out of your mouth, an ice cream in the other hand, your face is painted like a butterfly. It would be fun.
This, like, that sentence has got me so excited for this party. This is going to be the most bizarre party ever.
I think Reese is locked in, which is good. So the 360 photo booth is in. We've had a lot of suggestions of face painters, but no one's actually committed just yet. So if you would like to, do get involved. In the meantime, I can offer my services. I've done plenty of face painting for kids' parties in the past, including like my nieces. I can do a good butterfly, and a Spider-Man's easy, just red and then loads of lines.
Emma, you just look after the DJ and if you maybe do a face painting, you let us know. Anything entertainment-y wise that you do, or maybe you know someone that does, please let us know.
Hope all is well.
Hey, what's going on?
My skip got taken on. I really miss it.
Oh, no. I forgot you even had a skip, to be honest.
Skips are so fun.
No, they're not.
Because you're literally like, I'd be about to empty the bin. And I'd be like,
you just throw it in the skip.
I just put that in the skip.
Yeah, but see, do you know what I don't like about having a skip? Or like, if you have anything in your garden, the amount of people that walk past go, oh, well, I'll just have a little look. What are you doing in my garden?
I saw somebody take an old makeup bag that was gross from it the other day, and I said, well, it's in the rubbish.
To be honest, it probably is really good for the environment. It's reusing and stuff, but I'm just like, get out of my garden. Stop looking at my skin. Because they stop off and they look at the wood, or they look at the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what are they throwing out there now?
Yeah. Like, it's filled with crap.
What I found mad was, the doorbell rang, it was Saturday night, like, it's about 20 past 11, and I was like, we didn't order food or anything, did we? No. came to collect at 20 past 11.
That night?
On a Saturday night.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. I was like, do you guys always work
the
same?
It's the same vibe as when they come and collect the bouncy castle. Do you remember when you had a bouncy castle as a
kid?
At
the most ungodly hour.
Yeah, and they'd come and they collect it. But like, they'd be, do you know what my favourite thing in the world was? When they'd be like, I'm actually going on holidays, so I'm going to have to leave that there for a couple of days.
Oh, woohoo!
Is it the same for a skip?
Well, yeah, I was told the skip would be there for 2 days, there for 10.
Was it? Yeah.
It was there for quite a long time. And I wasn't complaining. I was like, every time I got home from work, I'm like, yay, the skip's still there. And then I deliberately parked my car in front for being like, I need to be prepared if it's going, so they have to alert me.
Yeah, yeah,
fair
enough.
On the door.
Do you know what? Last week, I think it was, I noticed that there's someone who is starting to post a lot on Facebook, and it's kind of getting weird. So I brought to you that Jason Derulo.
Oh, yes.
Famous singer, songwriter, dancer extraordinaire, Jason Derulo. He's been posting a lot on Facebook. He's been posting a lot of quotes. Quotes that, like, I kind of thought, is he going through some sort of a breakup or what's going on?
Bit of a hard time.
He seems to be posting non-stop, right?
Really?
And ever since he's been posting all that kind of stuff about the quotes, about like, oh, you'll miss me when I'm this, that and the other. And I was kind of going, is Jason Derulo going through a little bit of a breakup?
Okay.
He's obviously gotten a bit of traction on his Facebook.
Mm.
And so he's just become an absolutely crap Facebook page.
Right.
That's all he's become. Like Jason Derulo, obviously, you know, he's a singer. Usually what singers would upload is art or their songs or things like that. The things that Jason Derulo are uploading is it's all for likes, it's all for comments, it's all for engagement.
A bit of attention.
A bit of attention, yeah. So say, for example, you start off with this one, right? He posted a picture of a red door and a blue door, and he said, red door, you get 10 million in cash. Blue door, you go back in time and fix all your mistakes. This is the official Jason Derulo page.
Oh, dear.
Posting this, right?
Like, no offense to anyone, you know, in their 50s or 60s or whatever on Facebook, but that's the kind of stuff you'd expect from, like, you know, maybe that age group who are, you know, still getting used to social media, wasn't with them when they were growing up or whatever.
I don't really fully understand what's happening to him, but like the next one is, which number is missing? And it's a photo of a load of numbers and one between 1 and 100, and there's one number missing and you have to find out which number is missing.
Sounds like he's really bored.
This one, he wrote a status and he said, don't take life too serious. Live, love and laugh. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. 11 hours ago, he wrote, good morning, everybody. Don't be rude. Say it back.
That's a great way to get engagement, isn't it?
How desperate are you?
Replying, good morning, Jason.
You got 2,000 likes. 8,000 likes, sorry, and only 2,000 comments. So only 2,000 people said good morning back to him. He has this weird thing at the moment where I think he's really getting into AI.
Right.
He's AI'd himself, which I would expect Jason to do, with a giant sandwich made of sprinkles and cookies,
okay.
Right? And he's like, name this sandwich. And you're like, you're not well, Jason.
Jason
has wrote another status. Good night, everybody. Don't be rude. Say it back to me. That's his thing.
Mm.
Don't be rude. Say it back to him. He posted a photo the other day. The most useless buttons on the calculator, and they are the sin, cos, and tan buttons, which are actually quite useful.
Or are they?
Good morning, everybody. Don't be rude. Say it back to me again. I'm so glad it's a Saturday. I'm not getting out of bed. This is Jason Derulo. Like, I'm losing a lot of respect for Jason Derulo very bloody quickly, right? Then he started posting photos that, like, those brain rot pages on Facebook are posting, which is clearly AI. And it's this AI couple. Left is there when they were married, and the right side is when they're old. It was like, after 75 years, they're still together. And you're like, this is very clearly AI. This woman has 17 fingers. Do you know what I mean? same vibe. He's posted this. This is a Harvard University interview. 90% of people were eliminated. And the thing is, 7 men have 7 wives. Each man and each wife have 7 children. What's the total number of people?
Yeah.
I doubt Harvard are asking this. Then he put up a status there the other day, and he said, no, I'm not hacked. I'm simply entertaining my audience with funny memes. So obviously he's been getting a lot of backlash from this. But I genuinely think that something's going on with him. Maybe he's making a lot of money off of Facebook. I'm not entirely sure. But it's absolutely pointless. Someone said, it's very noticeable. You're taking us out of depression. Jason says, you're welcome. I'm still depressed. I don't know what's going on.
I do remember him and his ex were together all the time on TikTok, and I just had a quick Google to see if he's going through something currently.
Is he?
It looks like they broke up in 2021.
Okay.
But it was only 4 months after their son was born.
Right.
And it looks like he was still very good to her after that fact, because he bought her a 3.6 million home in 2022.
Right.
After the breakup.
Okay, so I definitely think
still be a rolling story in his mind.
I definitely think he is going through some, and to prove it, All of those posts that I just told you about, all of them were in the last 2 days.
Every last one?
Every single post I've just read you was the last 2 days.
Oh, that makes me sad. Someone check on Jason.
Someone check on Jason.
Is Jason okay?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Now, I'm sad to come with some sad news.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't want to make anyone even sadder because apparently we're very... No, we're not very unhappy, but we're not doing as well as we used to do in that list that you get in terms of... you always see the headline going around of the happiest country in the world. Finland again.
Oh, I was about to say, was it Denmark or Finland or Norway?
What's so good about Finland? It's so cold.
I think they...
why are they so happy?
I think they have a good government.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they have somewhere to live and stuff?
They do, yeah.
That's probably...
They have houses.
Do they?
Yeah, they have healthcare and they
pay a lot... don't have much money.
I think they pay a lot more taxes, but they are happy to. Do you know?
Okay, because everyone has a fair go at life.
Yeah, but I think they pay basically nearly the same amount of taxes as us. Get stuff for it. Which is fair play.
So look, Finland, as I said, for the 8th year in a row, and that followed by Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden. So all of the Scandinavian countries. I know Iceland isn't, but everyone up there seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're pretty happy.
We've been 14th for the last 3 years, and we dropped down to 15th. I suppose there's reasons for that, isn't there?
Mm.
Poor Callum's crew, 23rd.
Lowest position since 2017. The English are 23rd.
It's been the lowest since 2017, which was Brexit year. underneath you guys is the States, and that's its lowest ever. Its peak was 11th in 2012.
And it's 24th now.
It's down to 24th
now. Wow, that's bad.
Afghanistan remains the unhappiest country, and the US has seen an increase in 53% increase in people. This is a really sad statistic, sorry. The US has seen a 53% increase in people dining alone in the past 20 years.
Oh, stop. Even that itself has bumped us down to 12 just hearing that.
Oh God, I'm even sadder. Look, I have some suggestions now we can cheer ourselves up a little bit. And some of that, you mentioned that good old tax money could be put towards some of this stuff.
Oh,
maybe.
Go on. You're going to fix the country.
I'm
here we go.
Fix the country. I'm going to do my best anyway. Listen, I'm just one person. If there was a gang of us, let's sort it out. But number one, anytime I'm in a shopping centre or any kind of big office or building, I understand an upward escalator. It makes sense, right?
Yes.
I need to get up there quick. My legs aren't fit enough to do this every day. But I'll never understand a downward escalator.
Okay.
Just make it a slide.
Oh, sorry. Thank God. I was about to be like, you're going to make us walk?
No,
slide. Oh, yeah.
It's faster. There's a way that you could make it safe, as in you can't go until some sensor realizes someone else is off it.
Yeah.
Why are we not sliding down things? It would give you that little rush that really gives you a kick
to be
in the
honest,
morning.
I think all that health and safety stuff is the reason we're 11th.
Do you think so? We're actually 15.
Let 17 people go down the slide at the same time. It's fine. We'll be grand. It's our own choice.
True. Pedestrian crossings. I know we have the lovely one outside Gay Spar, which is all lit up in rainbows and stuff. We could do a little bit more on that. I think it'd be so fun. If your day every evening is to walk through town or whatever city to get onto a bus to go home, and you know you've an hour ahead of you sitting in traffic and blah, 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 blah. If you were walking across a pedestrian crossing and it made a piano sound on every step.
Hell yeah. Like Tom Hanks in Big. Yeah, that's what you want.
You know how upset I've been lately about potholes causing me to get new tyres so often?
Stop. Like the pothole situation is so weird.
Positive.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I love potholes.
Potholes. We're going to cover every pothole in the country now with trampoline material. Okay?
Amazing.
Because what this does for rural communities in Ireland is if you're one of those mammies out walking the roads, there's so many potholes you could just have a little bounce along the way.
Yeah, very good.
And B, there was this where I grew up in very rural countryside Waterford, there was this massive bump in the road and it was such crack, right?
Right.
Because you even if you're crawling, it was just such a significant bump that it would give you that gorgeous flip in your stomach. It was so fun.
They've
leveled it.
Oh, boring.
So I think if you were covering these in this pothole, the potholes in this trampoline material, you might get those little bounces.
I know there's someone on Fitzwilliam Street listening right now that I guarantee is thinking, if we had trampolines in every pothole on Fitzwilliam Street, you'd be jumping across the Liffey and no bother.
True. I'd like all of our billboards to be more advanced technologically as well. Like some of them are really moving up in the world, but get better. Make a billboard that flirts at you when you walk past.
Okay, interesting.
I don't like being wolf whistled at by a builder, but I'd love to be wolf whistled at by a billboard.
Okay, why?
I don't know. Just to make you kind of
make you feel good.
Yourself, kicking off your day with a billboard.
That is
going,
the reason that the Finns.
Your ass looks great.
That is the reason the Finnish are so happy. Yeah, they've got the AI billboards.
Yeah. And finally, just put a roof on the place.
Honestly, it would be lovely if we put a roof on.
Great country.
If we could only roof it.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. Will today be the day, Dave? How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Yeah, I think today could be the day. Like, it was a very nice day yesterday. Mm. And I felt like the vibes were good. I feel like people are enjoying the sun at the moment, but they want to get into a hotter place. So I think they're going to be doing their studying on music.
And I have to say as well, I know this is a kind of a weird thing to say because there's always big hits, but at the moment there's some really big, iconic songs that have been around a while or are from really big artists. So I think it's a really good time to enter to play the Golden Ticket because... I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of bangers at the moment.
Yeah, I always know if I could, if you know what I mean, if their bangers are good, if I could win the Golden Ticket, if like the songs are easy as well, and I feel like I could win.
Really?
I could win today, yeah.
I think song four might take up a lot of my time, but I'd get there.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Listen, we want to send you to Fuerteventura, 7 nights up here in Vacances Village there. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the sun for a full week. All with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. On to play this morning is Alana. How's your morning going? Are you all right?
I'm good. I'm not having a great week, but I'm good.
Why are you not having a great week?
I'm all upset.
Oh, well, do you know what? That's okay. Let's see if we can make it a better week for you.
I'd love a holiday. Are you doing it for my mom?
Okay, very good.
You're okay, darling. And
Thank you.
You sound very positive and upbeat for a girl who's having a bad week. So yeah, fair play to you. You're a resilient queen.
You're on the way to work, are you, Alana? What do you do?
Yeah. I work in a hair salon.
You work in a hair salon, very nice. In Castleknock.
Right, can I ask you a quick question, Alana? From your professional experience, how long until my hair goes back to the way it was? It was like kind of down to my waist. It's now kind of above my boobs and I really miss it. How long is it going to take to grow?
If you take a good supplement, hopefully 6 months, you'd notice a difference.
Oh, there you go.
Nice
supplements, Meg. Emma,
Thank you very much.
All right, Alana, you need a holiday. Let's see if we can sort you out with a holiday. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds?
We'll explain it better.
That's okay. I'll explain it for you. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. It's basically as simple as that, all right? If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song, all right? There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Alana?
Perfect, yeah.
And tell me this, if you've any questions, now would be the time to ask them if you have any.
No, fire ahead.
You're all good. All right, Alana.
Best of luck, Alana.
Alana, where are you from?
Thank you. Donegal.
Alana from Donegal, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock.
Thanks
and
so
song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I just woke up from a dream.
Any idea?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Had to say goodbye. What's that song title?
I couldn't think this.
Do you want to swap it?
Do you want to swap?
Swap it.
Yeah, let's swap it out.
All right, Alana, that was Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga and Die With A Smile. But don't you stress, we're back to a brand new game, 25 seconds back on the clock, and we will swap out and give you a brand new song one.
Let's go for that brand new song one, Alana. Hopefully you know this one. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside.
What do you think, Alana?
I'm gone.
Are you gone? She played the 3 Arena a couple of weeks ago. She's massive.
Paul Mescal's her fella.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
No.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, you were close with Sabrina Carpenter.
All the big boyfriends at the moment. Barry Keoghan was talked about for ages. Obviously, you got.
Oh, God. I really need to get updated on my music. My son sings these and he's only 8.
Really?
Listen, that was Gracie Abrams and That's So True.
Yeah, that's the song. One of the biggest
songs. I never would have got that.
Alana, listen. I'm so sorry it wasn't to be today, but we're going to send you out some IMC Cinema passes just to make sure you have a little bit of a better
thanks
week.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Thanks so much. Alana, I appreciate it.
Be good to yourself and have a good rest of the week, all right?
See you, Pat.
Thanks so much. Good. Thank you.
Bye, Alana.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
God, I was very wrong. I really thought today was going to go. Apparently the Golden Ticket has nothing to do with the weather.
Who would have thunk it, eh?
Yeah.
Do you want to play tomorrow? Do you think you could have done that job, Die With A Smile? I thought pretty straightforward enough.
Yeah.
But look, that's just me. They might not just have suited her today, but they could have suited you and you could have won a holiday. So message the word golden now to register to play tomorrow on 087 711 1038.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.